This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Thanks for checking in. Championship week. We're live in the sports betting capital of the world. Biggest book in the world as well. Circa Resort Casino, the owner and CEO of this great property, Derek Stevens, comes up in 30 minutes from right now. Let's get started with this. They're at halftime in the Big Ten tournament. Maryland is leading Oregon 33-12. This will do it for Dana Altman.
Wow.
He should probably just get fired or quit at halftime. So the Ducks are shooting 13.6% from the floor at halftime. They are 3 of 22. More on that in a second. They're 0 of 10 from downtown. They've been out-rebounded 22 to 11. The second half number, the Ducks are 6.5, and the total is 70.5. Should we lay it here with the Ducks, assuming that it's going to be one person, one player for Oregon has made a shot in the first half?
Can't do it. Don't want to do it. Nope.
Lane 6 in it. They cannot shoot that poorly again for 20 minutes. Maryland also, they're shooting 39% and 5 of 7 from downtown. 5 of 17 from downtown, yeah. That is.
I don't mind the second half over, but I don't want Oregon based on how bad that first half goes.
Oh. So
that was, maybe they just throw in the towel and say that's it, and that was been a bad season, and forget about it. Because that is a pathetic showing.
Oh, that's
hard to do.
That's as bad as it gets right there.
That is hard to do with 12 points and a half. Absolutely.
Part of me wants to lay it with the Ducks, but holy smokes, you might be right. They just could be in there waving the white flag at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the point? We're going nowhere fast. Total disastrous year for them. Can
yep.
you believe how this program has fallen off a cliff with him as the coach?
That's unfortunate, yeah. And Oregon State let Tinkle go, too. So they're looking for a new coach.
Yep.
SMU is opening up a can now as well. So if you laid the 3.5, congrats. They're up 21 on Syracuse. Your Syracuse contact was spot on about how bad they've been in their season. So 69-48 SMU with 8 minutes left is they're going to move on. And they were Lenardi's one of last four teams in. I don't know if this really moves the needle, but you probably have to win another game and fade the bid thieves. So
Mustangs were up by a point at halftime. They were laying 2 in the second half.
Yeah, good. I got a WAC update. So this is all over now in front page of ESPN.com. Adam Burke wrote about it as well at VSiN.com. The start of the WAC conference tournaments, because the women are involved here too, is thrown into chaos on the eve of the men's and women's tournaments when the league threatened to leave out Utah Valley over $1 million payment it says the school hasn't made. They are leaving the WAC for the Big West at the end of the school year. The WAC put on X that they haven't complied with a judge's order directing the school to place $1 million in escrow with the court. That's their exit fee for leaving the conference. WAC officials said the league's board of directors were instructed to tell the commissioner to plan for the possibility that Utah Valley wouldn't play in either tournament. The women are the 4th seed. The men are the 1 seed. They have until 5 o'clock to send the money.
I got an update here.
Utah Valley is saying, we followed up with the court and we're waiting on to where do we deposit the funds. We need directions. They're saying they haven't given the directions yet. Clock's ticking here.
No, I think they're in.
Are they in?
This is an update from Ed Graney. Does a great job covering it for the RJ out here in town. The dispute between Utah Valley and the WAC stems from a league filing a lawsuit. As you said, they are set to officially join the Big West. I'm just reading it here verbatim. The Wolverines were initially denied. The court injunction stopped that from occurring and also allowed Utah Valley coaches and players to be eligible for postseason awards. There was an original injunction for 14 days before Utah State applied for a second stay to allow its men's and women's teams to compete in the league, the basketball tournament. That was granted last week. Boom. And now the kicker to the story is, so the Wolverines play on. It all led to the 4th District Court in Utah granting the preliminary injunctions.
Oh, my God.
An update from Ed Graney not that long ago.
Okay. All the stuff was taken off the board with the futures, and that's the 1 seed would be kicked out.
I wonder, is any book going to repost that right now, or are they going to wait here to look around and see what comes up of that?
Yeah, because they get a buy-in of the semis. Okay. Unbelievable. Between this and the Long Island game tonight, and this is Gonzaga St. Mary's coming to an end, and what a world. And then last week you had a assistant coach moonlighting as a pimp at Bakersfield, and it was arrested. I mean, this is, what a week for this sport. Right?
You ever been through Bakersfield?
No.
Driven through it a couple of times.
Yeah, and?
Well, my best memory is the Running Man was in Bakersfield.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Ringing endorsement. All right, good. Good.
What is your best bet on the card for tonight?
I got to go Mercyhurst.
Is it Mercyhurst?
Yeah.
It's down to five at some spots right now,
Paulie. It's 4.5 at DraftKings.
Okay.
So they're feeling us. I just think it's that I am going to show out in what it was my Super Bowl that I took the court this year knowing I couldn't have any postseason aspirations and I couldn't make the big dance. Yet I still grabbed a 3 seed and I still managed to get into the final here. And I'm taking on the Sharks, fins up, and they're already in the dance, which they clinched on Saturday. So between that and we played sports that you just know in the back of your mind, you have to be thinking that. Yeah, you're on national TV, you want to win, but you're already in the tournament. And these other guys can celebrate and say, okay, we won the actual tournament, even though we don't get the invite with this ridiculous rule that's in place. They were one of 5 teams in college basketball that this happened to. But the other thing is the Mackinac numbers, which I can't get away from. Because going back the last 19 seasons in the Northeast Conference in the title game, Dogs are 16-3 ATS with 13 outright wins, including last year when Central Connecticut State was a freight train and were laying 11.5 to St. Francis, not only lost, scored 43 points in embarrassing fashion and lost that game. So I just think it's a regular, just to be a human being, to go out there and say, in the back of your mind, we're already in, we're good. And Mercyhurst, in what could be a tight game anyways, considering it's not like a 1-10, it's a 1 seed against a 3 seed, that the Dog can win outright and going back at the success that the Dogs have had for 19 years.
Let me ask this question regarding the game tonight. What do we do with live betting if a team gets up by 15? I'm saying 15 early stages second half. Are we going to get fight from either team on the way back? Because Mercyhurst can go nowhere.
Yeah.
And Long Island's ready in the tournament. Like, should it just be only looking at the favorite in that spot?
I was going to ask you about that from a total standpoint. Do you think maybe it's an over because of the circumstances?
No, I would think under.
Oh, really?
I would think under the other way, yeah.
Okay.
Especially if one of the teams gets out to a 15-point lead and the other team's just like, okay, well, what are we playing for here?
Well, you could also argue that Long Island's going to be loose, too, knowing that that's fine. Like, there's... It's not a winner in. They're already okay. So a loss doesn't do anything.
You know what they could do if they wanted to? They could just play a completely different style of basketball tonight to put something else on film. Not that it's going to matter, but just whoever they're going to play in the first round of the tournament.
Yeah.
Just do something completely opposite of what you've been the entire year. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait.
Yeah.
They had 93 possessions in the game. Well, that's strange. Are they going to do full court press the entire time now to us? I mean, I don't know. Just change it up if you're the coach.
Well, you got to play back-to-back nights, but also the pace should be there in the Horizon Final. Wright State was so good last night, that frenetic pace and scoring over 100 points in the win, and that got off to a blistering start and pace in their win, and they're taking on the 3-seed Mercy. That's 152.5, and I'm rooting for you, and I'm rooting for Merrimack tonight. That they've never made the tournament. They've only been Division I since 2020. That they could pull this off and make their first trip to the dance as the 1 seed if they're able to beat Siena. And Gable was great. I've saw the same reports. They're bussing in a ton of students from Siena to show up, but I'm concerned that Siena's top player was ruled ineligible and Merrimack's going to get the best of them tonight. And surprise, Siena's taking money.
Well, again, I need a Merrimack win by 1, 2, or 3 points to win both these bets. I have Merrimack 3-1 in pocket and also +3.5 on Siena. That got as high as 4 earlier today and has moved all the way back down to 1.5. And I'll give you another gem from Steve Mackinnon at vsin.com, Paul. You're going to like this one. In this conference, the Metro Atlantic, the smallest of favorites have been the most successful going back. Those teams laying 2 points or fewer are 16-2 straight up and 15-3 ATS since 2014. Now, what does that mean? I mean, for one game, might not mean much, but going back since 2017 in this same conference, when a team is favored by 2.5 or higher, they are only 23-38-2 ATS. It goes from 83% against the spread to 38%. The difference in numbers there.
Okay.
I hope that I get a Hofstra-type Towson result last night in the game, where I get a Merrimack 3 at the buzzer and we call it quits.
How about, is Gonzaga too much? 8.5? Concerned the turnaround for Santa Clara? Gonzaga had a layup against Oregon State. Santa Clara needed the game to make the tournament. And now the turnaround here after the emotional win against St. Mary's?
So there are two ways to think about it, right? Are they comfortable now thinking that they're in the tournament?
Got to be in.
But also, it would be, where do they go with their seed line if they beat Gonzaga tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how good of a feeling it would be for that team to slay the king, slay the dragon, whatever the saying is,
right,
tonight? That would be a pretty damn good pelt on the wall for Santa Clara players here.
Well, they should come out loose because there's no pressure on them.
Zero.
Now. Number one, you win, you're in. You don't have to sweat out Sunday. And you just had your big win. You took 2 out of 3 from St. Mary's and punched your ticket last night. So you should come out loose, and that's a high total, 157.5. But Gonzaga swept them and beat them in a high-scoring game the last time they played.
Yeah. And Santa Clara was, I don't know if this is going to translate tonight, they were so good in that second half against St. Mary's. What they did overall is difficult to do to St. Mary's.
Yeah.
And it was just great team basketball overall. Up next, sage betting advice. One of the best sound bites on this show that we play on an annual basis. It's evergreen. It never gets old. That's coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
I'm going to be like our buddy TMI Ozzy. Top 10 does nothing for him. He wants the bomb to cash outright mm-hmm. in a golf mm-hmm. tournament. I don't want the points with Oregon. I want a money line. I took 11-1 during the break. They're down by 19. I'll make it 21 now. They were making a mini run here when I bet them. But now they can't get a stop, and they've missed back-to-back layups, by the way, for the Ducks.
Can't get a stop, yeah. Yep. Over 122.5. That's the total. 25-1 in play at DK. They got 17 minutes left, down 20. Hell, yeah. We just saw what happened with Richmond Saturday. They blew a 30-point lead.
Can they go on like a 10-2 run? Let's not forget Maryland is abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
They're a really bad basketball team. Can Oregon finally start to get some of these layups and maybe a couple of threes? Do they start to press? Do they start to change their game here? Does Altman kind of like up the tempo big time to get back into this bad boy?
I think it's an over. That it'll pick up and they'll start to knock down some shots. I don't know if they're going to. I mean, they're 15.5 now in play.
Yeah, 123.5. We got to double up where we're at right now.
Yep.
I think we can get there as well.
UMBC's up 6. This is 18-12, 8 minutes in, 11.5 in play, 151.5 the total. That you were surprised, as was I. UMass Lowell took money there, even though UMBC at home in the class of that conference, they were so good all year. And it's still coming in against Stephen F. Austin. Corpus Christi got down to 5 in this game.
Wow.
That's the 1 against the 4 on the McNeese State home floor. And they're into the semis, and they take on Rio Grande. They're 7.5. Coming up, and SMU's putting it on Syracuse. They're up 13 with 4 minutes left. 11.5 in play. You never out of the game in play. 155.5 the total. As I ran down, FTM at VSiN.com, you can always email. We ran that email down earlier from Andy, just putting in perspective how many games. It's 99 games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a great 4 days, and I think Friday is the best day of the college basketball season. So with all these super conferences and so many games going on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You got to be on your toes. You got to eat clean. You got to be clean in moderation. A tribute and a tip of the cap to our friend, Dave Malinsky, about this time of year and March Madness and be on your toes.
As a professional sports bettor here, the next Thursday through Sunday, two weekends, you have to be in front of your screen and line movements and games going off all the time, getting the best number. What's your food setup?
Catering.
From who? Do we know where? Same usual?
I think you know where. All part right. of it, not only some of the best food in the city, but it's something actually serious for bettors to keep in mind. When you're going through a cycle like this, eat clean, eat healthy. Maybe you can have a nightcap when you're watching the last game, but this is not a time for chicken wings and beer. And I don't want to fault any sponsors that happen to be out there, but you want to stay alert. Because, you know, why are we so alert? We talked about a game like Syracuse, North Carolina. It's not on the board yet. It's going to hit the board probably in about 45 minutes. The first 5 minutes after that game hits the board, it's one of the most important cycles of the whole day. Guys who are quickest on the trigger are going to pull more money out of this window than anybody else.
Information you need. Give me the top two dishes from Lotus of Siam. Maybe one of the top five, probably Thai restaurants in the entire country.
A lot of it comes down to mood, but in terms of eating clean, Lotus has wonderful things with salads. And we're not talking about pesky, you know, rabbit food type salads, but sophisticated salads with meat as a part of it. So they've got a spicy beef salad that is a big part of a game day. One of the other things that I will do a lot, though, and we'll talk about little things that a bettor can do that can matter in the long run. About 12 years ago, I plunked down an enormous amount of money for a gym-quality elliptical trainer to have in the house that you can put right in front of the televisions when you're watching. That was one of the best investments I ever made. And because of that trainer, underrated dish on the Lotus menu, chicken with fresh ginger. Ginger, one of the best recovery things that anyone can eat after a big workout. So people think, you're sitting there eating this gourmet stuff. No, you're actually plodding through. How do you stay alert, stay focused, and stay on track for these busy couple of days ahead?
Oh, amen, brother. So good.
Eight years ago, and every time, man, it brings a smile to my face.
Oh, man, what a breakdown. Sophisticated salad. Eat clean. No time for chicken. I love how he threw that in there. No time for chicken wings and beer. Right. Don't want to offend any sponsors.
Uh-huh.
But that's, yeah. So sharp.
Maybe you can have a nightcap, he says.
Yes, right.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
But you got to wake up, get that first cycle when Syracuse and North Carolina hits the board.
Oh, if you fall asleep on the couch, you're doomed.
Of course.
You get halftime, gone. Second half, gone. Mm-hmm. Didn't play. Oh, I missed an opportunity here. Gone.
For us personally, our lives have completely changed for March Madness over the last couple of years because we did mornings so long. So we would be done at 7 o'clock Eastern time for Pacific time for this week and then also the first 4 days. And we could go spend the day betting and watching like at a sports book. Now it's in the middle of the day like this. We're on live talking about these games from a betting perspective with the live wagering. The games that are coming up will have Saturday matchups with the numbers already with some of these games that are completed during the day. And so I don't know which one I like better, but Friday night, probably next week, I might go somewhere and watch the games. But I'm not going to go. I don't think I'm going to go anywhere like during the day to watch games just because I want to know what's going on and I don't want to be distracted at all before we're on the air for 3 hours. And I will point this out too. Everybody's going to ask. There's no, let me just say this the nicest way possible. There is no reason to ask if you're coming to Las Vegas, where's good to watch games? Any place you go to is going to be good. That's my advice.
Yep.
Doesn't matter where you're staying, where you're at in the city, strip, downtown, all, whatever. That property is going to have a really good setup for the madness.
Saturday is also underrated. And you can say Saturday is the second best day of the college basketball season. There are 14 I think, or 13.
With all the title games?
Title games that day that start at 8 a.m. Pacific and go till the WAC game, which I think tips at 9 o'clock Pacific. And it's just automatic bid after automatic bid. Bing, bang, boom. And you got the little guys to start, the little guy to close, and in between you have the big boys playing. And
you're really downplaying Thursday.
Well, Thursdays, but there's so much going on. And they also, but there's a lot of bad teams in action Thursday. There's a lot of quarterfinal bad matchups.
Yeah, but you also.
But there's a ton of, I mean, there's a plethora of games, which I know you have to love. But there's so much going on Thursday. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah, that's true. You also, Thursday is really a good opportunity, though, to get the dogs barking.
Yeah.
And for a little bit of Cinderella here.
And Friday, you still have some quarterfinals going on because I think there's five championship games on Sunday. But most conference tournaments, you're in the semis by then. And then you get into the night games, and then you get in the great atmosphere, and that's where people are off work and done with work or took off for work, and you're ready to see the big boys knowing that, hey, you're one more game, and I'm in the final. And I can pull this off if I'm trying to make the tournament or help my seed or become a bid thief, which has happened. Numerous times going, five times 2 years ago it happened.
Assuming that we get the top four teams all as one seeds, and Florida is that final one seed, are you going to look to parlay all four to make the final four?
No.
Are you going to look? I know the first prop I'm going to look at for sure. I've said this on the air before. I'll say it again in a minute. Are you going to look at?
It wasn't easy last year. I mean, you know this. You cast your big ticket, but Florida was buried in that second round game against UConn.
I know, but also.
And then they were buried against Texas Tech, and they were down doubles against Auburn and in the title game. I mean, it's hard to win.
Of course it is. There's a reason why we only had 2 years of all four number one seeds making it.
Right, right.
Also, last year, the separation at the top between those four teams, it's not as big as it is this year. There's a bigger separation between the top four teams this year and the field than there was a year ago.
Yeah.
But I think the first prop you're going to look at is, a 14, 15, 15. Or 16?
I don't see it.
Not going to happen?
Yep. I agree. And those, I have the numbers to back it up. You know, I'm not going to say Cinderella's dead like Jay Williams and other people, but the stats in the non-conference, it was ugly. The high mid-majors destroyed the mid-majors. And it was by 92% straight up and 22 points per game. Not to mention all the upsets we've had in these conference tournaments already. You're taking out the 1 and 2 seeds. So I think you're going to get some poor, the ones aren't going to have a problem anyways. But I don't think you're going to get strong 14 and 15 seeds.
Number one prop I'm looking at is combined seeds to make the final four. I want to play that under if the number is right. Here's the funny thing. Like I think the two teams that might be the most susceptible to an upset would be Arizona or Michigan at the top. However, in that blackjack tournament last week, talking to a couple of different guys, they didn't have the first pick, but they said, if I had the first pick, I'd take Michigan. Two different people said in the blackjack tournament last week, they told me flat out, I could see other teams losing, not name Michigan. Like, they think Michigan is the absolute nuts.
I can see that. I wouldn't be surprised if UConn makes the Final Four, though.
I would
That's
be.
How good that guy is in the tournament. What's he cast? 16 games in a row in the madness? ATS? He went 6-0, 6-0, and he went 2-0 last year.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable in tournaments.
I just don't think they're that good this year.
Well, I know, but I'm only going to be a 2 seed. It's not like I'm not like last year. I'm in the 8-9 game.
Derek Stevens next. We'll talk about some of these conference tournaments with him, owner and CEO of Circa Las Vegas, coming up here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Our man has been quite busy last month or so. Derek Stevens, owner, CEO of Circa Las Vegas, joins us in studio. It's been a while. How are you?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Good to see you.
We talk about this every single year. We did this a little bit earlier on the show today as well, talking about this week compared to next week. I'm not going to say, like, how does Vegas compare to next week? Because next week for the Madness is like one of the best weekends of the entire year. But has championship week grown to the point of where you actually notice it on the bottom line year after year? In terms of how popular it is, the betting handle, vacancy, et cetera?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely turned into a pretty good week here. I mean, I don't think I would have seen 30, 40 people wearing Gonzaga t-shirts roaming around here yesterday.
Yeah.
And saw some Santa Clara roaming around. The tournaments in Vegas are great. And it's a perfect lead-in right up to Selection Sunday. Then everybody gets to go home, get one day of sleep, and then you go to it. And it starts this year, kicks off with St. Patrick's Day. So we got to be prepared. So no, this is a great week. This whole conference championship week is really turning into something very important for Las Vegas.
And a win-win next year, because we're going to, the Pac-12 is going to play their conference tournament here as well when they have the new conference next year. So how about St. Paddy's, all these games, the madness? It's going to be 100 degrees next week. Do you have advice for people what to do and where to go and what they should do here at Circa and get their game ready and get their app ready?
We were just talking about that upstairs at lunch. This is something. You know, St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday. Then one thing that's changed is Wednesday is the day that the majority of people come to check in now. Everybody's here. Everybody wants to be here first thing Thursday morning, right? So Wednesday night out here, it's going to look like a Saturday night. So Tuesday night, St. Patrick's Day. Wednesday, everybody's coming in hot. Thursday, all day. Friday, all day. Just rest up. Rest up, because it's going to be a great March Madness. I think this will be I did an interview earlier in Illinois, and they said, where do you think it's going to stand up this year? I go, I have the same answer to this one. I've had the same answer for the last 12 years. The answer is it'll be better than last year, which is the best ever. Every year it's gotten bigger and bigger.
Well, I couldn't believe last year. The line to get into the ballroom at 7:30 was past the coffee shop.
Yeah. We actually have a few basketball teams, actually pro teams, coming in to spend a day that rented out rooms and stuff like that.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Way.
NBA teams.
Yeah. Pretty unbelievable.
That was last year.
No,
or this
coming
year?
In coming in next week.
Can you say?
No.
Okay.
I just signed an NDA.
Oh wow.
Where are they going to watch? Is there a separate room?
Up in our ballroom.
They're going to be up top.
Yeah. You're kidding.
Yeah. Three.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
All the players and coaches and everybody?
A pretty good chunk. Yeah, I saw the rooming list. I don't know. A couple teams got to have like an off day or something. Yeah. So they just rented a plane. They're flying in. They want to watch it here. It's awesome.
Oh, my God. Good that's job. Unbelievable.
Good job.
So it's pretty cool how this has turned into a, you know, pretty massive cultural event and things like that. I'm hoping a little bit that last year was a unique situation. I definitely want to have a 14 or a 13 and a 12, you know, pull that upset. Last year was the March Madness with a limited amount of madness. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping with NIL, it hasn't fundamentally changed things. But I can tell you, it hasn't changed the fact that everybody's coming out here. Room rates are through the roof. The city's going to be sold out. Restaurant reservations, there's your hint right there. Yeah. If you don't have a steakhouse reservation, like, by the next day or two, you're probably out of luck. So
I'm friends with Derek. Doesn't work. Doesn't cut it.
No, it doesn't work.
I know the owner. Not going to get it done. Hey, you're right about that.
By the way, this could be maybe a pro tip, and you could thank me later. A kickback maybe from the companies. If you're coming to town, 100 degrees all day like that, people should probably line up their IV drips in their rooms very soon.
That's going to be a heavily
they're going to be
requested.
Absolutely, it will be.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be able to call on Thursday morning when you're feeling like you gave it a little too much on Wednesday night. No, you're right. You got to get that. You got to get your dinner reservations. I would say, based upon the meetings I had with Wilbo a couple of days ago, Stadium Swim. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We know it'll be record numbers. So, I mean, it's effectively sold out. The sports book's going to be crazy. So all the numbers are up from the year before, and that was the biggest year we'd ever had.
Well, this is also great for business. You know, come to town, and you can win life-changing money. Stay at Circa. How about the fireworks while you were gone? The second time the Pigou Progressive hit, $380,000. And right before that, someone hit the three-card poker. Yeah. $31,000.
Yeah, I was. I sent you guys that text. I'm on the thing. I'm like, oh man, sorry, I'm not gonna be here today. That was a couple weeks ago. Yeah, the guy hits it for what? Three was 380, right?
Yeah,
360.
One
was amazing.
Them,
right out there.
Yeah, playing by himself.
Him? Yeah, did you see him?
I didn't see him, but I saw the picture and I got the story about.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah.
He was playing. Then his family got up. He stayed. He's the only one there, and then he got the 7-card straight flush and didn't even win the hand. Apparently, how he played it, but then. There it is, 300+ thousand, second time it's ever hit. I can't believe it. That's a crazy story, what happened. And then the three card hit right before for $31,000 as well with the three-card poker as well. Are you? Whose idea was it with the Bitcoin promotion with the cabana, and how's that doing?
Well, it's for sale. We got to land one, right? Yes. So how's it doing? I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We came up with this idea. You know, we're going to have an event. You get to have a whole lot. Just cost one Bitcoin. Now, when we did
this. You buy the whole thing out?
Yeah, when we did this, a Bitcoin is like 100,000. Okay, now it's like 60,000. Yeah. No, not 70,000 today. So it goes up and down. But yeah, you get the cabana. You get invite. What was it? You invite 100 of your friends over. You have Legacy Club to yourself for a couple hours. You got you got Barry cooking up some special chef's table meals. So yeah, you know, you go a long way with one Bitcoin.
I'd say. Do you miss the early days of March Madness on VSiN when we first started, and you would go to the South Point, and as soon as the numbers were posted, you would put 11,000 to win 10 on every single game?
Somebody asked me that today. He said, are you going to be doing that again? Like, and I haven't done that in a few years. But that was a lot of fun That was, and you know, it is amazing when you post, boom, you post a number. Back then, Circus Sports wasn't even around, I don't think. It was. We were using Westgate at that time. I think we had Caesars and MGM or something like that. They posted their number and had 60 seconds to make a play. First year didn't work out too well. Second year worked out pretty well,
did
though.
It?
But I couldn't believe when you post numbers just on those opening numbers, how much those numbers changed.
Sure.
You know, Westgate might be a 4.5. Somebody else might be a 6.5, 7. Yep. So
did you guys move any numbers in the NFL based on day one of free agency?
Not that I saw in my group text. I don't think there was anything that really happened that was all that surprising. Everybody knew that, you know, who had cap space, they had cap space. I think clearly the Raiders kind of stood out on what they did. They look great and very smart. So I thought the Raiders stood out. But I think everything else kind of fell in line. I don't know. Have you got what do you guys? Is there any team that's running away with this so far? Do you think?
I think the Raiders have done a good job. Yeah. But I'm waiting to see what Murray does. I think if the Vikings get Kyler Murray, you got to take 60-1. Don't
okay.
you?
Yeah, I mean,
they won 9 games with trash at quarterback.
Yeah.
So it's a tough division. I understand where Mitch's point. But I
take it you don't love J.J. McCarthy to lead you to the promised land.
No.
All right.
Not that Murray's Tom Brady, but I think that's a big step up for the organization if they land him.
Did you like Pacheco to your Lions?
I sure did. I mean, I understand. So David Montgomery had to go to the Texans. I think it's a great move for the Texans. But you have to have somebody else. So you can spell Jahmyr Gibbs. So I like that move. I like that move quite a bit.
Would you take Gibbs number one in fantasy?
You'd have to think about it. You certainly would have to think about it. I mean, obviously, your scoring system is going to have a big impact on what you're doing. Talk about scoring system. You know what we're going to do with, you've had Ian Ritchie on here, full-time fantasy, right? Now, he got inspired because of Circa Grandissimo, our $100,000 contest. He goes, well, what do you think about having $100,000 fantasy football? I'm like, I like it. You think you'd do it? He goes, yeah, no problem. So I talked to him the other day. He said, yeah, 12 teams. I go, you think you're going to fill 12? He goes, yeah, I could probably fill 2 of them. I go, what? I go, couldn't believe it. So I told him we're in. We're going to have a little circuit. We're going to have a little circuit entry here. So we're going to have a little fun with this.
Are you going to have the draft stadium swim?
Yeah, that's part of the deal. We're going to have stadium swim. We're going to do it on football contest sign-up weekend.
Okay.
$100,000 an entry.
Yeah.
Is there going to be one winner, or will it pay out multiple teams?
I don't know. We're still trying to figure that one out.
You want one winner, don't you?
I don't know. I've never been in a fantasy football contest with that type of entry fee, so I'm interested to hear it out.
Okay, all right.
Yes, right.
good to see
I'm
you.
I'm also interested to see who's showing up. Who are all these guys that are going to be coming here? I like to know that.
Oh, you open it up here on the network, this show, and you'll get people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks, Derek. Good to see you again. Up next, we'll tell you what we've added to the portfolio tonight and moving forward with In Pocket Plays here on VSiN.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're on.
Well, you screw around in the regular season, and then suddenly there's a big injury, and you could be in trouble. Maxey is out 3 weeks for the Sixers with that finger injury when he got hurt against Atlanta. They are the 8th seed right now. Your Charlotte Hornets could catch them, and who knows how far they could drop. With Maxey out 3 weeks, with Embiid hurt, you're 3 behind him in the loss column, and they're only a game up on Atlanta, who's won 6 in a row. Imagine this, the Sixers might be the 10 seed.
They're going to drop off. He's too good of a player.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Grimes props, too.
Oh, no kidding.
Who else is scoring, right? Easy winner last night. Rangers Flyers over. Got there in the second period. Thanks to VSiN Betting Insights. Put me on the game with the history, and that was no problem there. About a plethora of plays here. Hopefully, this is going to be a loser, it looks like. Because it's a total screw job if Santa Clara doesn't get an at-large at this point after the win yesterday. Miami of Ohio to make it, no plus 320. That was a month ago. More on then coming up. SEC most bids, $2. That was at Caesars. UNLV, quarter unit to win the Mountain West. This was 75-1 Sunday. It then dropped to 60, and now it's down to 45 at DK. You still find 45, 50-1 on UNLV. McNeese to win the Southland, $1.05. They're in action tonight in the semis on their home floor. Western Kentucky to win Conference USA, 7-1. Dayton win the A-10, plus 750. Great breakdown. Go back, listen to the podcast. Thomas Gable from Borgata. 6 teams can win the A-10 tournament. Good points he made with his breakdown. Akron to win the MAC, $1.15. Even though Miami of Ohio undefeated, Akron ranked 30 spots ahead of Miami of Ohio, according to KenPom, and they will be favored in the title game. That's all the pending and the new plays. Mercyhurst, plus 6.5. This has come down. It keeps going down against Long Island. Long Island already in. Mercyhurst ineligible in the title game tonight. Not to mention we've talked about the Mackinnon trends in this conference for the last 2 days. In the last 19 seasons in the Northeast Conference, the dog in the final is 16-3 ATS with 13 outright wins, including last year. St. Francis, an 11-point dog. The Tankapalooza Parlay. Warriors, Pistons, Hawks, Heat, Moneyline, plus 105. Warriors, Oilers, Avalanche, over first period, $1.60. And UMass, plus 7.5 in the quarters of the MAC. That is 8 a.m. Pacific Thursday morning. Miami's winning, but it's been tough. The pressure to go undefeated. And the Timberwolves on the money line tonight. They had played so well. And then they had the embarrassing loss at home against Orlando Saturday. I think they respond against the Lakers, who are probably smelling themselves after blowing out the Knicks on Sunday. I think the T-Wolves respond tonight. Good luck.
Seems like a pretty good night to bet the Wolves. But, man, they are I say this all the time. They're tricky to figure out. Maybe they're not again.
Well, the last time they did this, Gobert called them out, and they followed it up with another putrid performance. Then they took off after that. But I would think after that horrible showing Saturday, and you're playing the Lakers, and it's on TV, and it's a good spot that and you beat them in 5 last year in the playoffs, and you match up well against them.
Okay, very good. Best of luck, Paulie. Loser last night by the hook. It was in overtime. You never want the dog in overtime unless I'm on the favorite. That's when you're going to win. Laying 3.5 with Hofstra. They couldn't get it done. They won by 3. How about that shot at the buzzer, by the way?
A kiss. Onions.
It bothers me as someone who's loved basketball my entire life. It's an absolutely god-awful shot. It's been a thing for 15 years.
What's that?
To end a game like that's your shot?
It's tied and
that's,
you take
that's
a long
your decision
yes.
to gotcha. Shoot?
Yeah. It's a good question. It was just, is the coach lost or does the kid go rogue?
Like I think the kid goes rogue, usually. Lower leagues, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, because a clogged toilet offense. You see it drives you nuts. Why are you taking a long contested 2?
It makes. Where's the logic in that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a good game. And happened to be a loser on that one. Some of the pending stuff.
Do they win tonight?
I'm not confident enough in them to bet them.
Yeah, mom has played well.
Yeah. So making these bets now. You can probably find better numbers. I don't suggest it because I think it's going to be very chalky again in the Final Four. I got Virginia, St. John's, and Arkansas to make the Final Four. The Dominican Republic scored 10 runs again last night, plus 460 to win the World Baseball Classic. I need a the perfect storm tonight. Merrimack to win 3-1 in pocket, along with Siena plus 3.5 from yesterday. Again, I need Merrimack to win by 1, 2, or 3. I got two units on Duke and Florida. A parlay here for those two teams to win their conference tournaments at minus 103. Some of the new stuff here. I'm with you. I'm on Mercyhurst plus the 5.5. Found Akron today at BetMGM minus 110 to win the MAC.
Yeah, that's strong.
St. John's, this is a half a unit to win the Big East at plus 210. And I also bet UNLV. Didn't find 75-1. I was happy to find 50-1 quarter unit there, and also a quarter unit in Colorado State at 22-1 to win the Mountain West. Go get them tonight.
That is another conference tournament where I think you can make the case for five teams. Is the one out here. I mean, if you
definitely, oh yes,
the UNLV, the 8 seed, is live. And I was talking to the guys behind the glass there. I wouldn't be surprised if they lose tomorrow in the 8-9 game. But they play up to their competition. So that they can do it. Colorado State can do it. Boise, Aztecs, New Mexico. I'd be shocked if the 1 seed actually got there.
That's the thing. I mean, and maybe if they do, congrats to them. They're probably, it's going to be a one bid league. But that's kind of like, it feels like the perfect here tournament where you want nothing to do with the 1 seed.
Yeah.
And maybe Gable's right about St. Louis as well, where you don't want to touch that team right now.
What do you make that number? If it's UNLV in the 1-8 against Utah State and they just beat them by 27 and went there and beat them by 15, what do you make that number?
Well, you know how books don't like to overreact. I would imagine it's still going to be 5, 6. Am I dead wrong with that?
I think you're right. I'd say, yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah.
It can't be 8 again.
No, it can't be. No way. Download the free Upside app, promo code NETWORK, start earning real cash back on gas, groceries, and dining. Open the Upside app, claim a cash back offer to a location near you, shop as usual, earn real cash back. It's that easy. You can cash out directly to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. With over 5 million users already earning, one of the easiest ways to save on everyday purchases, download the free Upside app now, code NETWORK. Get 25 cents back per gallon on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. Find the offers near you. Stuff you buy every day. Use it. Head to the location. Make your purchase. Save your earnings your way. Easy. Groceries, gas, and dining. Upside.com for details. Code NETWORK. Hendrickson to the Cowboys? You think that could happen?
Of Good course fit? It could happen.
Yep. So our big names left are Murray, Hendrickson, Dobbs comes off the board. 4-for-80 to the Patriots. Hasn't had a 100-yard game in his career regular season.
I got to ask you, what's going to happen to the next big-name wide receiver who turns into a free agent?
No kidding.
If you get a Chase
type. Wandale Robinson gets $80
million? Yeah.
And Dobbs? No doubt.
Whoever that might be, I usually the teams like to lock them up while they're still in their prime, or they put the franchise tag on them, whatever it is. But if there's going to be a free agent wide receiver hits the market, they can probably get $40 million a year. And that's quarterback range we're talking about, but they go crazy over that position, man.
Pacheco to the Lions doesn't do anything for me. I don't think he has anything left. They did a great job getting Walker, and I will see what Seattle's able to do. And then I just, talking to a couple Jet fans, they're devastated. They bring Geno back. Now, is Geno the starter? Who knows? Do they go out and get, but the names Dan Leberfeld mentioned early, Carson Wentz, got this. There is no one buying tickets to see Wentz or get excited about with Geno.
No.
If that's, that's bad.
Yeah. And
not that I thought you were getting Kyler Murray, but after you drafted Geno and he turned out to be a massive bust and now you're selling it, hey, he's coming home. All right.
I'm the Jets, you're the Raiders. I call you up, you answer the phone.
Damn right I do.
Hey, Paulie. We'll give you the 2nd and the 16th overall for the number one pick.
Yeah, I do it.
Snap call?
Yeah.
Or do you need more?
No, that's enough. Because you can't be sold on Mendoza or any quarterback.
I would take that
based
on the Raiders.
On history and what's happened.
Yep.
Yep. And I thought Dan had a good point. Make sure the guy's a star before you give him that extension, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Look what happened with Tua and Kyler Murray.
And he brought up Love. I thought the same thing.
I thought that was fair. Yeah.
He said Lawrence thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both guys have been good. Lawrence was awesome last year. Well, not awesome, but really.
Well, he's won one playoff game in his career.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to see the guy have a couple of those before he gets the big extension and all the money.
Henriksen would move the needle for sure, I think, a little bit in Dallas. And you now have Gary. You're rebuilding that defensive line quite nicely since you lost Parsons, obviously.
What happened, Dak? The fiance went on a trip on the yacht with the friends, and called it off. I don't know. What happened on that yacht? What happened?
Sounds like White Lotus Season 4 coming up. Stay tuned. Primetime next for 4 hours. Tim and Matt, they're going to take you through the entire live betting evening. Good luck with the bets tonight.